Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The title is Murshid se darkhast dua.
Saqiya jaame ulfat pila de meri islah ki bhi dua de. Saqiya jaame ulfat pila de meri islah ki bhi dua de. Mere maula se mujhko mila de aur gunahon ko mujhse chura de. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Mere maula se mujhko mila de aur gunahon ko mujhse chura de. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Ho takaza agar maasiyat ka, ho na mahroob himmat khuda de. Ho takaza agar maasiyat ka, ho na mahroob himmat khuda de. اپنی آہیں سحر میں یہ کہنا, اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے. اپنی آہیں سحر میں یہ کہنا, اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے. چین کی نیند مجھ کو سنا دے, خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے. چین کی نیند مجھ کو سنا دے, خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے. جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے. جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے. اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے. اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے. تاکیا جام الفت پلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے.
This beautiful بیان of a wonderful الہ فردالہ شیخ خارج اللہ روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. And this is such a بیان which is in the form of a dua. And Hazrat is teaching us how to pass through this main phase of our life. And our object is, Allah Ta'ala send us here to find Allah and to become the beloved friend of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And for that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has taught us in Surah Fatiha, most important is we have to beg Allah Ta'ala and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Dua is the most important weapon Allah Ta'ala has given us. And unfortunately myself, all of us, we should think, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that we got slots for everything in our day. How much slot have I got for dua? And dua is the most important thing. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Arhamur Rahimin, out of His mercy and kindness, Allah Ta'ala made us Ashraful Makhluqat, the best of all Allah Ta'ala's creation. Because Allah Ta'ala gave us that ability that this insan can get that ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which even the heavens and the earth cannot get. All the other creation cannot get. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has taught us, when a person realizes this, the more you get ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabbah. And both ways, Mashayikh have explained, man arafa rabbah faqad arafa nafsa. Whoever recognizes Allah Rabbul Izzat, get an iota of the ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which is unending. The ma'rifat of Allah, Allah is unlimited. So Allah's ma'rifat is also unlimited. So we'll just get an iota of the ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then a person will realize, I'm not even a speck in the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And a person will become the true beloved and true beggar of Allah Ta'ala and the slave of Allah. And this is a great honor. One of the greatest positions is to be the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala taught us, that the most honorable and greatest creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us how to become the slaves of Allah. And the more a person becomes the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and humbles himself, man tawaza lillah, humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala raises such a person. And the person will realize that I'm not worth anything. So Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, after making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whole night, till Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speech used to swell, and all that in the fikr of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after all that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua and say, Ya Allah, ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik, wa ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. Oh Allah, we can never recognize you according to your right that we're supposed to recognize you. So obviously, how can we be able to make your ibadat according to that level? And this is what Allah Ta'ala loves, when insan acknowledges his weakness. Like Allah Ta'ala told, the very great ibadat which our Hazrat teaches us, myself very, very weak, in fact, minus in this, to make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This morning myself, do we think that Allah Ta'ala gave me another life. Allah woke me up in the form of a human being. And Allah Ta'ala woke me up in a Muslim home. Allah woke me up with Iman. The more shukr we make, Allah Ta'ala says, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. Make the great ibadat of Dawood alayhi salam and his family, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. And what was that? Allah Ta'ala told Dawood alayhi salam that make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawood alayhi salatu was salam then replied in humbleness that, oh Allah, how am I going to make shukr to you? That when I make shukr to you, that is tawfiq from your side. And then I'll have to make shukr on that tawfiq. And that tawfiq is also from you. So whatever, there's nothing from my side. So it is impossible, as our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, Zuban di kasir, lughat me dam nahi. That even our tongues, we have got no words. And if we look for words in all the dictionaries in the world, we won't able to look, find words, how to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, taught us in one simple word, in the beginning of the Qur'an Kareem, Alhamdulillah. That when a person is saying, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, all praise to you, that oh Allah, I just make shukr. You have given me this amount of understanding, that I realize that everything is only existing by your command, and only through your mercy. So Allah Ta'ala told Dawood alayhi salam, when you have realized that you can't make shukr to me, all this is tawfiq from me, and that is what is shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your Hazrat is teaching us that we all should be worried and concerned every moment, which is faras of our Islam, that the thirst in the heart, the spiritual diseases, which collects in the heart and myself, the worst in it that we don't even realize, that we think we are okay. And what Hazrat is teaching us, that just on your own, it is impossible. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, but most important, Allah Ta'ala teaches us, beg Allah Ta'ala, ihdina siratul mustaqim. And this is, in other words, making dua for our Islam, that Allah put us on that straight path. That path which means that life that you love us to love, and that you have sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us. And the basic of that is that our iman be correct. And our iman should be according to what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And that deen we should be following. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified it even further. That don't look at the outward condition of people. Allahu Akbar. On the outward condition of people today we are regarding Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas to say that people who look at dunya, they regard their honor as how much wealth they got, what position they got. Whereas real honor and wealth, Allahu Akbar. On the occasion when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the honor of walking into Makkah to Mukarramah back, and on the occasion of Fatah Makkah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give the azan on that occasion. The Quraysh of Makkah, they were stunned that a black slave, a person who is outwardly not good looking, then few of them that were sitting and still didn't have iman, one person uttered and he said that, I make shukr, my father is not alive to see this bad day. If such a person is giving azan, announcing the honor of and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this great victorious day, then Hadith ibn Hisham radiallahu ta'ala, he said, he was still not a Muslim that time, he said that, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only find, aliyahu billah, these words are not, we should not even say it, but did he only find this black crow to give azan? Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Sufyan radiallahu was still not a Muslim, he was sitting in that gathering, and he said, I won't utter anything, because I am scared, if I utter anything, the owner of the heaven will inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will know what we are talking. And Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam in that moment, and Jibreel alayhi salam informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the discussion that was taking place. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them, that what you are saying, what you are saying. They all had to acknowledge that this is what we said. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the ayat which Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam brought down at that time. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa unsa, wa ja'alnakum shu'uba wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum inna Allah yatqakum. That, O people, we created you from one father and one mother, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. So outwardly, human beings, you are all brothers and sisters. But the criteria of honor and respect in the eyes of Allah is not your wealth, it's not your color, not your creed, not your language. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable among you are those people who have inculcated and made effort to get iman in their heart and work for taqwa. So these are the majalis of this great honorable majalis that we come to learn and we worry about our Islam and see whether taqwa is coming in my heart or not. As Hazrat explained last week also so beautifully, how important is the taqwa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned clearly, the distinction between men is now just the two groups. Either you make effort on your iman, and you make effort on taqwa, and that is very easy. Kunu as-sadiqin. Be with the righteous and pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow their lifestyle, and beg Allah ta'ala all the time that keep us straight on this path. So Hazrat is saying, when we come into these majalis of Islam, then we should come with an open heart, that I have come here for my Islam. I am so weak that my iman is not even correct. Forget my ibadat, etc. So Hazrat says, you come here with that intention, and then beg Allah Ta'ala, and beg our Shaykh also, that Mursi said, darkhaas dua, that we beg Allah, that, oh Allah, you make our Islam. And Allah, you have made the means that you have brought us in the company of a great wali of Allah Ta'ala, and who is guiding us towards righteousness. So we beg our Shaykh also for dua. And as Hazrat has put it so beautifully, that today the world is lost artificially, and especially this time of the year, everybody thinks we like free people. We must just, we work so hard during the year, but we didn't do any work in any case. And now we must just be like free wild animals. and go out and have parties, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is for those group who don't want to bring iman. And what will be their greatest regret at the time when Malakul Maut comes? رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. That these people who did not bring iman and did not work on taqwa, their greatest regret will be that if only I could be a Muslim. And here myself I should check that whether I am a Muslim or not. Whether the time we are loving him, that it is, we'll just be Muslims by name, but reality will not be there. Allah save me, all of us, guide us through the barakat of our Shaykh, that people, this time of fasting, and Ya Hazrat has termed it so beautifully, that those people are lost, intoxicated in the outside world. Real intoxication is when Allah brings us in these majalis. These are those heavens where you get the goblet of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then you'll be able to see, when your eyes of your heart open slightly, you'll be able to see the deception of this world. And what a terrible world it is, how deceptive it is. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I gave you brain, can't you think and see? إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَحْوُ وَلَعِبُ وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَيَّ الْحَيَوَانِ. That don't you see this world is only tomfoolery, passing time, etc. The real life is the life of after, of the year after. So don't you lose your brain. So Hazrat says, yeah, that Allah has brought us here out of His kindness. That one is, Allah has brought us here. We beg Allah Ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And oh Allah, make our Islam. And together with that, we take the lessons from our Shaykh who teaches us. And together with that, we beg and ask our Shaykh also to make dua for us. That Saqiya Jami Ulfat Pilade. Meri Islam ki bhi dua de. That Hazrat is giving us the goblet of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Which is really the people that loving in the out world, they say these people are mad. What they sitting in front of this old person, whereas in reality, Allahu Akbar, if they only know what you will get here, and they run away from that life, then they'll understand what is reality. And we on the other end, we can't make enough shukr. 1 minute to be in the company of our Shaykh is far better in this whole world than whatever is contained. So we have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And we have come here, my niyat, I should check first, for the pleasure of Allah, and watch my islah. That worry, is my islah taking place? And when a person checks myself, that zero, no islah is taking place. But when we beg Allah Ta'ala and we worry, then Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness and mercy, as Hazrat says, we shouldn't become so despondent, that then that is what Shaitan wants, doesn't want us to come into this majlis. And you see, he can't stop us, and we come here, then he says, where your Islah is going to be made? No, we have to be coming and have hope in the mercy of Allah. And through the barakat of our Shaykh, Hazrat teaches us that we can take here from the goblet of the love of Allah and beg our Hazrat and beg Allah Ta'ala continuously. And Allah knew that we won't know how to make dua also. The greatest need, so to say, Allah made it for us. Every rakat beg, ihdina sirata mustaqim. And there's no end to Islah till Malakul Maut comes. A person has to have the sticker all the time. Then Allah out of His kindness will make that our Islah, Allah take us with that. But that was our intention. And then Hazrat explains, what is Islah? Mere Mawla mujhko mila de. Mere Mawla se mujhko mila de. Aur gunao ko mujhse chura de. They join me with my Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Make me a Mawlawi, that one who is connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That personality, and this is what Hazrat Allah Ta'ala has brought our Mashayikh here and kept them fast so that we get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the real connection is that you break your connection with everybody else besides Allah. And the worst thing that breaks us from Allah Ta'ala is our sins. So Hazrat teach us how to leave out sins from our life, and not just leave it out, that we start hating sin so much that when we see other people, we get worried and we make dua for them also. Dua for us first of all, that Allah save us from them, from going astray. Allahu Akbar. The dua of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, which our Hazrat taught us, that Ya Allah, man kana fi hadhihi al-umma ala ghayri al-hidayah. That person who is on the from the ummah and is not on hidayat, and he thinks he's on hidayat, oh Allah, return him to the path of hidayat. So that is a dua for myself and all of us. And we shouldn't think that we are on hidayat. because that we'll only know when Malakul Maut comes. And that is why Allah, out of His kindness, kept the friends of Allah Ta'ala here. We have to hold them and follow their life till the last breath. Otherwise, in the time we are living in, you can be close to a wali of Allah, but you just start mixing with anybody else and see how your mind will change and your whole idea of life will change. So very important, a pious servant of Allah Ta'ala says, اپنے قرب کا مزا چکا لے پھر کبھی رنج دوری میں نہ کر مبتلا. That, oh Allah, let me get a taste. And where you get a taste? In these majalis. A taste of the closeness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How enjoyable it is just to walk in the house of Allah. That, oh Allah, where me and you allowing me to walk in the house of Allah and sit in the company of your wali, and then don't distance me. Allah doesn't distance us. What distance us is gunas. Our greatest enemy is our gunas. And Hazrat says, give us that medicine in such a way, mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de, give my soul, my heart, my real heart, not my physical heart, my reality, my soul, give me that medicine. And this is the medicine we are getting. But like Hazrat says, myself, we should take the medicine, not put it in a frame box and we think we came for the majlis, it's enough. The test is when we go away from the masjid. So Hazrat says that let me not just go away from guna. Let me start hating every sin. And as we are taught, a person who hates anywhere the sin is taking place, and you far away from that, then you will get reward for not taking part in those events. And wherever good is taking place, which Allah is happy with those majalis, and you get happy, you'll get reward for that. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind and merciful. And then Hazrat explains that we are not angels and we are not anbiya, that the desire of sin won't come. It will come in different ways. And according to a person's progress of taqwa, outwardly you might not get desire to go to clubs, etc. But Shaitan will bring pride in our heart, which is worse. Like myself, you won't even realize it. So Hazrat says, Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, ho na maghloob himmat khuda de. And that is why this worry and concern of Islam, which is for us, al-mort, may Allah, whenever the demand of sin comes, let me not be overpowered. Or let me not fall into a veil that I think I'm okay. Others are gone off. Allah save me, all of us, and guide us through the barakat of our share. And then Hazrat says, what is the real dua we should be making after that? When we are on the path of hidayat, then a person realizes the greatest gift of Allah Ta'ala, apni aaye sahar mein ye kehna, ae khuda apni kamil raza de. When Allah gives you tawfiq, now you get up middle part of the night, and now the dua that you should be crying, take out a deep sighs of regret. Ah, Allah, how did I lead my life? You gave me this life, you made me the ummah of your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You connected me to your righteous and pious, but how I'm spending my life? Give me your complete, perfect rada. Get the wadidwan min Allah Akbar. The greatest gift is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that is why the pious servants make this dua, Ya Allah, when you are extremely happy with me, at that moment take my soul. Allahu Akbar. Many of us, we think, and this is also, we shouldn't live in a dream world, that we pass away in Medina Sharif, very good, Mubarak. But whether Allah's happiness is with us or not, if Allah's happiness is not with us, we can pass away right at Haram Sharif. And Allahu Akbar, Allah save us. So Allah give us understanding. Then Hazrat says, Chain ki neen mujhke sula de, khwab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. Let wake me up from the dream world of mine. And let me get a sleep of enjoyment. And where is the real sleep of enjoyment? In the qabr. When we save ourselves from sin. Otherwise in this world, everybody thinks they're in enjoyment. But they all in the depression. People that are lost in the entertainment of this world, and while we're living in a dream world, and to sort your depression, you're going to people who are worse off, psychologists and counselors who don't know how to counsel. The real counselors are the mashayikh that will teach us, use the himmat that Allah has given us, make tawbah, make istighfar, come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And with all that dua that Hazrat teaches us, all our effort and dua also, we have to beg Allah, that Allah, we try, we are weak, we are useless, we can't even, our islah is not getting done. So Allah, the easiest way, just say, Mujhko ae mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bada de. That Allah, you pull me like a magnet. How we have pulled so many sons, things out of their wrong, and you have made them, now they have guided other people, and took so many of them to Jannah. So Allah, you just make me one of theirs, that you pull me towards you, Ya Allah. With that strong magnet, the spiritual force from the heart of our Hazrat, pull us. And out of your kindness, just make me among the people of Taqwa. We're not worth it. We're not worth it at all. Allah Ta'ala has given this great honorable title to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where Allah Ta'ala said, فَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى. Allah put taqwa in their heart, that out of all conditions, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they were ready to accept. It went against their desires, even so to say in the obedience of Allah. But what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is what taqwa is. That we follow our elders tooth and nail. And we know that they went through the path of the love of Allah. So follow them. And then Hazrat finally says that the real worry we should have, apni akhdar ko ruswa na karna. Hazrat uses his name out of humbleness, but it is for myself to realize that the biggest worry is that on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, don't disgrace me. In this world we feel so worried, nobody must know about my history. But the real results will come, Yawma Tubla Sarair. When the secrets open up on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, how you covered my faults in this world, cover my faults in the year after. Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, make our Islam and make us among them.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulih al-Kareem, amma ba'd. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. The next chapter is abstaining from sin. It is of vital importance for a believer to abstain from all sin. This is essential for developing his iman. Sin darkens iman and creates weakness in it. Even on the assumption that there will be no punishment for sin, then too it is necessary for the believer to abstain from sin. For sin is disobedience, which is the cause of Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. No man wishes to displease even a worldly benefactor. The favors of Allah Ta'ala on men are innumerable. Allah is man's greatest and true benefactor. How can the believer then displease Him? Besides this consideration, there is also the danger of punishment for the commission of sin. Such punishment may be in this world as well as in the year after. One form of worldly punishment is that a man given up to sin engrosses himself fully, body and heart, in the world to such a degree, he becomes fearless of the akhirat and he starts hating it. He loses firmness of iman and heart. The believer should therefore not venture near to sin, no matter what type of sin it may be. Whether the sin pertains to hukukullah, the rights of Allah Ta'ala, or hukukul ibad, the rights of creation. Various types of punishments for different sins have been mentioned in the hadith. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the believer sins, a black spot forms on his heart. If he makes tawbah and istighfar, the black mark is removed and his heart is purified. If he increases his sin, the black mark increases. This is the corrosion of the heart spoken of by Allah Ta'ala in the Quran. Allah says, "Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun." Whatever a person earns becomes a corrosion over the heart of a person, in terms of covering the heart. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to abstain from all sins.